And from me, how do you explain coronavirus to very young children? You read them a book. That's how. A book that's been especially designed for the job. Stuck Inside helps little ones to understand what's going on and why it's important to stay indoors. And it was written by Dan Allman from Jersey with his wife, Catherine. First, before we speak to Dan, let's hear a little bit of the book.
In 2020, an awful virus crept across our planet. It can pass from Ben to Henry, and from Henry on to Janet. You cannot see it with just your eyes. It doesn't make a noise or smell, but it can spread onto your hands, which can make you feel unwell. Even if it doesn't, you could still carry it and pass it on to someone else who's not as strong or fit. The government on the telly gives us ways to stay safe and sound. Put plenty of soap on your hands and wash it round and round.
That is just a sample for you. I have listened to the whole book and I absolutely love it. I'm probably a little bit older than the target audience, but you know what? I don't care. Dan, I thought it was great. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
I love a rhyming book, and I love a book as well that's got a message, and it's definitely got all of those. And let me start off, Dan, by talking about your two-year-old daughter, Ariel. I know you've got another little one who's just 5 months old as well, but the reason I'm picking on Ariel here is because really some credit must go to Ariel for this book, mustn't it?
Absolutely, yes. Completely the whole inspiration. Like, we never anticipated when we wrote this as it being a thing really for anyone else. It sounds selfish. But we'd basically just had a really hard day with her where she'd had to wave to her cousin sort of out the window and sort of didn't quite understand why she couldn't run out and play with her and hug her and things like that. So me and my wife sat down that night and started penning like a little story that we were going to read to her the next night just to sort of explain in a way that she might understand with like a bit of a rhyme to it and everything what was going on in the world at the moment. And yeah, it just kind of blew up from there, really.
It's amazing, actually. I mean, she didn't quite then understand. It's funny, I haven't got kids myself, and it's not something I'd thought about a lot before recent days when we've been talking about very young people and how they sort of get their heads around it, because part of me thinks, oh, it's better for them because they don't really know the gravity of the situation. But the other part had been forgetting that, of course, with that comes this real confusion, doesn't it? I mean, was she wondering why she couldn't go to nursery, why she couldn't go and see her grandma, for example?
Exactly, yeah. And so she's been, you know, asking after her friends things from nursery, why she can't see her friends and family. Funny enough, we'd actually been all looking forward to the family coming over in the next few days, actually, back to Jersey for two family weddings, which we've been sort of feeding her as, you know, be good, otherwise we're not going to go, which obviously was never going to happen anyway. But yeah, so like just sort of now having to tell her, you know, we're not going to be going over for my dad's wedding, funnily enough.
Yeah, so she was a little confused.
Yeah, so there's a lot of letdown. And then things that sort of we thought would help, so we've done things like online video calls with family and with some of her friends from nursery. But you could still see that it was almost adding to the confusion why she could sort of talk to them and everyone was fine and not sick, which I think a few people have sort of said to kids, just to try and explain it, you know, it's a bit like the flu, it's a bit like a cold. But obviously they know that they're not sick, and then seeing their friends who are obviously not sick either was just sort of adding to it a little bit.
Adding to that confusion. So the idea behind this book is to get a bit of clarity for children in a really sort of engaging way, is it?
Yeah, exactly. So we'd obviously used Ariel as our guinea pig. And we sort of added a few things into the book to sort of keep that engagement. So they're listening to us. We've got things like there's rainbows hidden on every page and things like that, just to sort of go with the rainbows that people are putting up in their windows at the moment.
I love that. I love that idea. And it is, well, that's a really great way of engaging little ones and people like me, because I was looking at every page, just like, where's the rainbow? Where's the rainbow? It's nice to have something to spot, isn't it?
Exactly. And I said, yeah, so we've written it in a way that's, you know, very similar sort of rhyming patterns to books that we've already got for her that she engaged with. We're not authors in any way by trade. But yeah, so we put just basically the text up on Facebook And as someone that always takes things too far, I just sort of put a note out saying, you know, if there's someone out there that's really creative and wants to help us put some images next to the words, that'd be amazing. And a friend of a friend, Lisa, she got in touch with us, who is a professional illustrator, and basically has worked with us over the last couple of weeks to put the whole book together, really.
Amazing, because the pictures are a big part of the book, aren't they?
Exactly, yes. Yeah. So it's been like as exciting for us as I guess anyone else reading the book. So when we sort of start getting the pictures back, we're like, oh, well, yeah, never thought of putting it across like quite like that. Yeah, so we've got like the full version now that we've basically been reading, because it's currently just a free download from our site. Yeah. We've downloaded it onto like, the iPad, and we've been reading it with Ariel sort of most nights now.
Oh, it's so nice. And what does she think of it?
Oh, yeah, she loves it. So she does call it the Rainbow Book, so I'm thinking maybe the title needs to... could have been tweaked. But, yeah, so, like, especially things where we've tried to include things very much from a, like, a UK perspective. So it's things like, you know, going out and doing the clapping on Thursday nights.
Yeah, which we do, of course, here as well at 8 o'clock.
Exactly, yeah. I made sure I checked with my family all back in Jersey. Like, this works for you guys as well, right?
Brilliant.
And then, yeah, so it's doing the claps, you know, seeing the government doing these sort of, like, announcements and things on the news and things like that, just sort of trying to bring all these sort of very UK-specific ways that the coronavirus has been dealt with into the book, so that when they sort of see it, they're a little bit more aware of what's going on, really.
Good idea. And actually, talking of that kind of UK side of things, I have to talk about the illustration of Boris Johnson, complete with hair over his eyes. That's brilliant.
Yeah, it's easily one of our favourite pages.
That is so funny. And did Ariel, 2 years old, did she recognise that character?
Yeah, she... I don't know if I can say this on the radio.
Go on, say it. I know what you're going to say.
She calls him Funny Boris. And when he does pop up on the telly, I think she thinks of him as some sort of Mr. Tumble type character. not fully aware of what he actually does. But yeah, she thinks he's great.
Do you know what? I was looking at this yesterday. I read the book or saw it online. And then I saw that you'd mentioned she's really got to know characters like Funny Boris. And I was like, oh, maybe this is a CBeebies thing that I don't know about. I put it in to the search engine, Funny Boris. And then I realised that is not a character at all. It is, of course, Boris Johnson. So I think it's legendary she calls him that. That is very, very sweet. So I think this is fantastic. Remind us how other people can enjoy it, and not just me, perhaps a younger audience with their families.
Yes, like I said, we wanted to obviously make it as accessible as possible with, you know, things we weren't even sure by the time we'd finish this if things like the post service would still be obviously all fully operational. And so we've released it as a completely free download on our website, which is stuckinsidebook.com.
Lovely.
You can go on there, download it for free, and then we're starting to get it onto stores like the Amazon Kindle store and the Apple bookstore and things like that as well, and just so it's as sort of available as possible to people and anyone else that will let us put up for free. And we're just working on having a paperback version available from Amazon as well, should someone want a more physical one that they can then read at bedtime.
Great, but at the moment online it's completely free, but I know you have raised funds, haven't you?
Yeah, so we just put an option on there, just basically if anyone read it and, you know, wanted to show some degree of appreciation or anything for it, there's a button on there for raising funds for the sort of NHS group charities fund that's being set up over here. And I think it's just past the £750 mark at the moment.
Amazing.
So, yeah, ticking along nicely.
That's really nice. Well, Dan, congratulations on the book. Say hello to Ariel and your other little one from us here at BBC Radio Jersey. Come back and visit us here in Jersey soon. I know that's where Dan's from originally. Dan Allman there, who has just become an author by the sound of things, with his wife, Catherine. Amazing illustrations there included as well. So thank you to that lovely volunteer too. You can find the book, have a read, have a look and a listen at stuckinsidebook.com.